Newman. Can I ask you to talk? What I have actually is a simple task to show you and to present to you a book published quite recently by the publishing house of political literature. It's called Gender Theory from 1970 to the year 2000. The task is simple because there are few books on the subject and they are long awaited, clearly. It encompasses about 26 texts by leading theoreticians of feminism in brilliant translations by the best translators, Granja, Borisov and others. So I suppose I could limit with this information, just quoting the authors who have been swearing are in this compilation. For people who are interested in modern art, first of all, in feminist theoretizing, the theory of feminism, the theory of gender at the level, how shall I put it, women's studies. First of all, them and people who...
First of all, it was aimed at people who wanted to learn more about the modern art. To learn what is the subject of the modern art, if it may be subject of academic studies, and if it gives any new senses, anything new at least to this academic education. So this book probably doesn't require much efforts to introduce it, to present it, but I think it would be very important to say that the absence of such books would be a huge loss for us, for all of us, including the gender theory. Just because that these aspects are developed simultaneously, starting from 1970s, when the feminist theories were developed, and when they had to contest with the structuralism. Here we mean the, for example, different viewpoints of the feminist theory, the balance between the, or relations between the Freudist theory and the social theory. Unfortunately, such materials, such articles, they exist in very poor translations and sometimes they are quoted, but people do not get the whole picture. There are just literally only hints on what exists in the world, in all the European universities and American universities. Such anthologies were published long ago, and there is a huge number of such anthologies. It's really so pity that I didn't bring any such anthology to show it to you. So they are very thick actually, and I have two or three of them at home. So actually, the weight doesn't matter. I speak about the tradition which was launched long ago, and as any tradition, this movement, it proposes some new solutions based on the past experience. But in our situation, we don't have it. I know, for instance, two books, of which one is really dealing with the problems which were mentioned. Visual science, it is called. And in there is another book which is indirectly connected to these problems. The book written by Irina Zhirepkina, and it is called Read My Wishes. So this is one of the most popular books in the educational process, I would say. So as concerns the structure of the book, the book is actually made by another author, so my contribution is rather small. I just contributed to the layout and to making the pages. I only proposed the welding article because of some patriotism, because this article, it clearly shows that the notion of feminism as a browser is very popular, especially on the internet. So there are many references made on the internet. If you open any search website on the feminism as a browser, this is my task of presenting this new book. It may lead me to making different comments because our relations with the gender studies are quite complicated, but they're not reduced to the educational process, and we should not regard ourselves as just such readers or students. So the example of Olga Mitrofanova's book or Olga Lyalina's example is referred to quite a different sphere, but still it is the same. So it's the most important thing is that the years of experience may be incorporated in our, may be applied to our situation by different methods. This may be some critical reading. This may be some other method, and probably the truth is in between, actually, between those two opposite poles. So the problem is, how should we teach the modern art, and can we teach the modern art? And what should we teach the modern artist? And this is not just a simple question. And I'm very glad that I asked the very first reporter if there is a resistance of students to studying the academic theory or the non-academic discipline. Can we study a subject which doesn't give the notion, which cannot be determined as itself? We don't have any definition of the modern art inside the science, and I was glad to hear that there is no resistance on behalf of the students to this non-academic subject. Probably we are dealing with the new type of student who probably they read a lot from the internet, and probably they are intrigued somehow. They are interested in this intrigue. It's very interesting to find these spheres, this subject for study. I believe that such types of students, they would be very much interested in this book and in the articles published in this collection. I mean not only the problems which are depicted in each article, but the problems which are common for all those articles. I would not like to abuse your time and your attention. I would like to say that just several words about the structure. So, besides the theoretical texts of Butler, of Herigary, of Griselda Pollock, texts by Owens, the only man in this collection of articles. Just a separate topic. Apart from the critical texts, texts which deal with psychological analysis and which analyze the collisions of the post-structuralism and the links with the feminism and Freudism. So there are texts, there are articles, critical texts on the art practice of the European artists and painters of Europe and the United States. So I think that they're very interesting. The solicitation of explication of one thing by means of the other thing, the problem of penetration of different ideas, and the book depicts it very well. Suddenly, it's a very pity that we cannot illustrate it. But, well, this is what concerns the structure. But let me just maybe draw your attention to the authors of this book. Julia Kristeva is very interesting and important if we discuss the problems of modern times and the problems which were raised yesterday and today at this very conference about the media and the philosophy. So this article is clearly very influential for the painter, for the artist, for the person who interprets the modern art. This is also has something to do with our social contract. So there are different provisions which are very important. Which should be just maybe noted, just remarked, observed. So there is a notion that, for example, that the power should be deserved, and a woman is by no means inferior to men and to other living beings. And Alexander started our conversation with the global identity problem. I didn't hear the report by Kate Andreeva, but I know that it has something to do with the provisions which were depicted in the book by Julia Kristeva 20 years ago, when the identity was regarded not in the framework of the government, of the state. Unfortunately, I will not read out any extracts from this book, from the articles, in order to show you that the translations are brilliant. I hope very much that you will buy this book yourself, and it would be a great pleasure for you to read it. And I will share your pleasure, maybe. So that's probably all that I had to say, just one more moment. Unfortunately, the book is not on sale here at the exhibition. The publishing house said that it would be put on sale on Wednesday. So they have sold their one circulation, so they're waiting for their another shipment. So, but the book is available in different bookstores in the Bolshaya Dmitrovskaya Street, but the information about the book and about the bookstores in which this book is available, you may read it on the website artedu.ru. So anyone who is interested to know the address and the phone of this bookstore where you can buy this book, You can approach me and I will give it to you. So, if there are any questions, I'm ready to answer. No questions.